This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's time for Who's Talking on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Brought to you by Clinical Research Partners, Ortho Virginia, Town Bank of RVA, TGI Fridays, Crown Acura, TheSaver.com, Canal Capital Management, the Virginia Athletics Foundation, Jeff McDonald & Associates, Maxwell & Associates, Invictus Sales & Marketing, James River Air, and Oaklea Press. Good evening, ACC fans and fellow Wahoos. Welcome to Who's Talking, Season 16, with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM. Tonight's show brings the best of UVA's football, hoops, and Olympic sports. Now, here's Frank and Hobbo.
Welcome, welcome, and good evening on this rainy, dreary. Please be careful while you're driving out there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was thinking today, driving in here, if there's ever a drought, we ought to offer to do a show because we bring rain more than a rain dance.
I think so. I know I have some Native American Indian blood, baby.
Probably more than Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, well, yeah, that would be easy. I'm just kidding. All right.
That's right.
All right, we got a big show tonight. Who's talking? This is kind of an interesting time. You know, this is that calm before the storm, because literally the calm before the storm, because Virginia is off to a good start, 3-1. They had the bye week. Everybody is like, there's a bye? Why are we stopping? And then all of a sudden it's game week, and now the season is right in front of the Cavaliers. Big game coming up this weekend. Yeah. Boston College is a good team. This would be a high-quality win. And actually, I would say this would be more of a program win for Tony Elliott
than absolutely. Wake Forest. But importantly, it's a game that Virginia can win if they play well, and that's what we'll be discussing with our guests tonight, who are...
We have great guests tonight. We have none other than former UVA offensive lineman-turned-lawyer Jeff McDonald. We've got Dr. Boyd Rawls subbing in for Dr. O. Dr. O... had so much fun cheering for his Dukies on Saturday.
Well, he was so excited with that comeback.
Yeah, he probably.
Well, you know, what does the Dukie want to do more than anything else? Beat Carolina.
Well, they're 5-0, so I'm pretty certain all the Dukies are hungover even today. Anyway, we're thrilled that Dr. Boyd Rawls could sub in. We appreciate that. And then later in the show, we've got Noah Greenbaum, special teams consultant, contributor extraordinaire. And a fine financial consultant who works downtown. We're just excited to have all three of them. Next week, just this is an early tease, Billy McMullen will be coming back to us for a timely visit. And John Freeman, the voice of the
voice
Cavaliers.
Voice of the Who's.
And I'm going to assume that it's going to be either Jody Smith or Dr. O next week, since Boyd is subbing in tonight. For the Ortho Virginia Injury Report. All right, Let's get on with it. The Cavaliers are 3-1. The Eagles of Boston College are 4-1. Something's got to give. And perfect timing to talk about the offensive line and the UVA offense. None other than Jeff McDonald. How are you, Jeff?
Hey, I'm doing very well, Frank. How are you guys doing tonight?
I think I should stop drinking all this coffee. It just gets me so fired up.
We're good. We're just a little wet, that's all.
We're soaking wet, but the coffee, that caffeine has got me kicking in high gear here. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic, and I'm very excited about the season so far. You said we're 3-1. That is just amazing. But I'd like to give a shout-out to our left guard, Noah Josie, who was named ACC Offensive Lineman of the Week. I'm not sure if you guys talked about that.
We talk about him last week.
Yeah, we mentioned it last week. Yeah, that's great that you're bringing it up.
Yeah, just can't say enough good things about this young man. And not only did he win that award, but Pro Football Focus, who tracks these things, had rated him as the third best pass blocking guard with a grade of 86.2, which is just phenomenal. And I believe he was given this award because of the 384 yards rushing on the ground that we got, which when you think about this, our average in two, and I hate to bring up 23, you guys, but just it's a barometer of how far we've come. Our average last year was 117 yards on the ground, and he helped us get 384 yards on the ground, including the 75-yard play that he sprung Xavier Brown for.
Yeah.
So it's just fantastic. So he's doing a good job. So you mentioned the offensive line in general. I would say that most of the people I'm talking to, at the beginning of the season, they were like, oh, good news, bad news. The good news is the whole starting offensive line is coming back. The bad news is the whole offensive starting line is coming back because last year, they were in all the statistical categories that are directly tied to the offensive line, they were near the bottom, 105th, and we're talking out of 123 football teams, 105 in rushing offense, 113 in rushing TDs, over 3.5 sacks allowed per game, 123 in the country. And so that's the bad news. That's where we were last year. But as you guys know, and a lot of our fans know, the number one indicator of offensive line improvement is the number of returning experienced players with a lot of snaps.
Yes.
And we literally brought back all five starters, the five guys who started the last five games, plus a total of seven players who started during the season. And just so you know how impressed I am with these guys, and we're talking old school toughness. Four of these starters were playing in that UVA game, the Virginia Tech game, which was a debacle, but four of these guys started, and they weren't just playing hurt. They were playing with injuries that needed surgery in the offseason. And I'm talking about Mikhail Boley, Noah Josie, Brian Stevens, and Ty Furnish. I mean, all those guys had surgery in the offseason.
Yes.
And I really think Blake Steen is the only one who didn't have surgery in the offseason. So these are super, super tough guys, and their performance so far has been fantastic. Of course, Mikhail Boley has been down. Jack Whitmer, I believe, has been filling in for him. I don't know if you guys have heard anything about Mikhail Boley.
I have.
Playing this week.
Yes.
What have you heard?
He practiced 2 days last week, I believe. He was wearing a jersey and sort of walking around the day before that. I believe he's practicing all week this week, and the expectation is he'll play. I'm not sure he's going to start because there's no way the guy's not rusty. I mean, he hadn't played all season. And besides, Jack Whitmer, number 68, has been playing his tail off. I mean, that guy has
–
you almost never hear about anybody getting around him. Now, I don't know how well he's doing in terms of drive blocking and so forth, because he's almost always at the top of the screen, and you can't see through the line when they're going left to right on the screen. You almost never see him. But I have been impressed. The guy that seems to be the glue for the O-line is Brian Stevens, number 55, the center. What, tell us, how important is the center in terms of the overall performance of the O-line?
You know, the center is really the captain of the offensive line, and some people would say the captain of the offense. I would certainly say that, being a lineman. But Brian Stevens is
I can appreciate that.
Dude, listen, Brian Stevens is a special lineman. Watch him. He is very strong. He's very tough, and everybody's noticing this. I mean, his name is being bandied about for the Remington Award for the best center. And I don't know if you guys remember Dave Remington for Nebraska or not.
He was like
two centers in one. And I will tell you some funny stories about him, because we had the privilege of playing against him and almost winning, but not quite, when Nebraska was ranked very high, and he was the number one ranked center in the country. And we had a freshman All-American nose guard who played on him, and he just mowed him over. And so anyway, that's who the award's named after. Brian Stevens is in the hunt for that, so he's a very tough old school guy. And so I feel like when the left side of our line is healthy, I mean, last year the left side of our line was the strongest part of our line. Jack Whitmer stepped up at tackle, so I mean I feel like we've got one of the better, you kind of hate to say this, but left sides of the line in the ACC. I mean, those guys are really really tough. I'm not real sure if Ty Furnish is going to play this week. Have you heard anything about him?
You know, I've heard precious little. Now, tomorrow is Coach Elliott's big press conference. He does his game week pressers on Tuesdays, and I'll be tuning in, if not there. I may even go there, because this is a crucial game, and this game is bigger than big.
How much does he normally say about injuries at that press conference?
Usually what happens is he gets through his dialogue.
And then he gets questions about it.
He gets peppered about strategies and this, that, and the other. And then at the end, they always ask about the guys that have been dinged up. And so we'll know more, but I expect Boley to play against BC. I'm hoping Furnish is back. One thing that we have noticed is Charlie Patterson is also a senior, is 6'6 and 297, wears jersey number 60. When he has gone in, there has not been some noticeable drop-off. Patterson has played pretty darn well. So, you know, and for that matter,
we should be okay. I agree. I feel like we'll be okay. We've got enough to hobble together, really, too deep. On the offensive line, I was really sad to see Richmond's own Noah Hartsoe. Hurt his knee. I've been in touch with him. He's about 4 months into his rehab, and his spirits are high. He's doing really well. I'm sure he would be in the hunt if he were healthy. But he's just a young kid. He's a sophomore. He's going to be coming back for the next couple years. But hey, while we still have time, I just wanted to mention that. Man, this Anthony Calandra is just a fun guy to watch.
Yes.
I feel like, and you tell me if you agree, I feel like he's exceeded our expectations for the year. He's got us off to our best start in a few years, since I think 2019. Kid's got a lot of confidence, pretty good efficiency rating, 68.3, puts him kind of in the middle of the pack, but It's up from last year, which I think was 62. He has this uncanny ability to get yards, to extend plays, kind of like a Johnny Manziel. I love the 357 yards passing he got versus Wake, but what I liked even more than that was how he came back after throwing two interceptions to just suck the air right out of the stadium, and he just came right back like nothing happened. Clearly, he's a young quarterback. He has room for improvement. We would like to see his turnovers go down. And in fact, He threw zero interceptions against Coastal Carolina, which was a step in the right direction.
And I would say that's one of the three big keys this week against BC. If Calandria can avoid the fumbles and the INTs, and just he doesn't have to become a game manager. He just needs to be a little bit more choosy when to go with the wow play. And, you know, Dez Kitchens, the offensive coordinator, says all the time, he says he wants the oh wow play. He just doesn't want the oh crap play. And so
now, do you all expect us to be high scoring or low scoring?
No, this game will be in the 20s. Although when Virginia breaks 30, the odds of them winning is very good. And I've said in my newsletters that this team is perfectly capable with all the weapons to break 30 every week. And this game is one in which if he does break 30, I think Virginia wins comfortably.
I think that's a very good prediction.
Well, he's got weapons. Malachi Fields is the real deal. People have got to understand he's going to play on Sundays. The tight ends, he's got a bunch of good tight ends now. You know, just think about this. Sackett Wood, who started last year, has been pushed back to the second and third spot on the tight end list. To me, Tyler Neville is a good threat. He's a grad student. He's got that going for him. And he played a lot when he was up there at Harvard. Sage Ennis, when he's not injured, has been a good contributor from Clemson. They can rotate these guys into the game, and they get some extra help in the blocking, and they also get a relief valve. And that's everybody knows the one thing that every quarterback loves is a tight end that can get open. We want to thank you, Jeff.
And, thank you, Jeff.
We'll try to bring you back later in the season, maybe in November, okay?
Thank you. That sounds good. I look forward to it.
All right.
Keep up the good work.
We're headed to break, and we come back on the other side. We've got Dr. Boyd Rawls with Ortho Virginia.
Maxwell Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with the UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Jeff McDonald and Associates is a personal injury and workers' compensation law firm based out of Richmond, Virginia.
For over 25 years, our attorneys at Jeff McDonald Associates have been standing up to big insurance bullies for our clients.
With our no-fee guarantee, you will owe us nothing until you have won your case.
If you or a loved one has suffered an injury or been wronged, just call the Yates. 804-888-8888.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hi, this is Boyd Rawls. I'm an orthopedic hand surgeon specializing in hand, wrist, and elbow injuries. I'm a diehard Wahoo who completed nearly all of my training at the University of Virginia. Ortho Virginia is the largest multi-specialty orthopedic practice in Virginia. We have offices in Richmond, Lynchburg, Northern Virginia, and Virginia Beach. Our dedicated certified hand therapists will work hard to speed your recovery. For more information, please visit our website, orthovirginia.com.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. What does it take to be a professional technician? Years of experience, dedication to the job, the willingness to listen, the skills to get the job done, and the confidence to guarantee results. It takes a lot to be a professional, but it doesn't take much to find one. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
Hello, this is Kevin Lang, a proud UVA graduate and member of your local Town Bank team. Being part of a team builds character in any arena. Together we can accomplish more than we thought was possible. Get to know the local team at Town Bank. We're members of your community ready to open the door to new possibilities. Discover the difference at Town Bank, where we're serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts, Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood. On Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
All right, welcome back to tonight's edition of Who's Talking. I'm just taking a look here. Frank has it listed as broadcast number 534. So we've been around for a while.
Oh, but that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it, 16 years of you putting up with me.
And vice versa.
Well, I'm glad you added that.
I'm being honest.
Dr. Boyd Rawls is with us, Ortho Virginia Injury Report.
He loves us.
He loves us. He's he's pinch hitting tonight, and it's a big it's a big baseball day. The New York Mets won the first game.
They
qualified for the playoffs. Now the Braves have to split the doubleheader to get in, or else the Arizona Diamondbacks are in. A little baseball. Boyd, I was going to ask you, I got a notice the other day that our friend Dr. O is conducting a seminar on October the 12th. When is the next Boyd Rawls seminar? When can I go to?
Oh, Lord, gosh, I don't know. I have to go back and look at the old planner.
Come on. Come on, you know what
these
things
are. Boyd has so many patients and clients, he doesn't need to do seminars.
I'm up to my eyeballs with all kinds of other stuff.
And I will say that about a year.
He also has young children.
That's right. About a year or so ago, I had a little hand-wrist issue that I went to Boyd, and he fixed me right up. Just a little injection of whatever that good stuff was, but it took care of the problem.
Still doing well.
Absolutely.
How about remember the old days when they just shoot you up? He likes it like that.
Bring
out the needle. Forget pills.
You know, a man that
surgery.
You know just, well, Boyd.
Just stab him with a long.
You know, Dr. Frank McHugh pulled out the needle many times for the Hobo.
That's right. Yeah, man, he was a legend. Yeah.
Did you ever meet Frank McHugh?
Obviously he was still alive when I was up there at UVA. I feel like I met him once or twice. You know, of course he wasn't involved much at that point. But just the stories some of those guys would tell were amazing.
Yeah, that was...
I got one for you.
Yeah.
So I was playing in the Co-Rec gym, which probably has been named by now by some wealthy so and so, but that was over on the new dorm side of the grounds. And some guy reached in as I was grabbing a rebound. He grabbed one of my fingers and bent it back and broke it. It just snapped. And somebody drove me over to the McHugh Center or somewhere, maybe over in student health or somewhere. And Dr. McHugh was walking around. He says, "I'll take care of that." And he took me over to this little table, and I'll never forget this. And they'd already done the x-ray. He looked at the x-ray and said, "Yeah, this is a clean break." And so he stretched it all the way out, which was very uncomfortable, and then he put this long brace on my forearm and then put this aluminum old style thing that he bent over the finger, and then he taped it all up. He said, "Yeah, take some aspirin, you'll be fine."
That's my kind of doc right there. Hey, you know, that's Boyd right there. Yes, you know, tape it up and take an aspirin.
The word I was looking for was aluminum foam splint.
Alumifoam, yeah.
You remember those things? And, you know, and I said, well, how long? He said, oh, you're not playing any sports there for about 6 to 8 weeks.
Yeah, we should point out, just to help out Boyd, that's not the way he practices these days.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Depends on the patient.
Boyd says, let's amputate that thing. We'll put in something, you know, a bionic sort of finger.
Right. Do we have any football injuries to discuss?
Hey, let's get back to what we're supposed to do. All right, Boyd. First off, Sudarian Harrison, who's a sort of a jack-of-all-trades specialist, returns kicks, punts, plays a little wide receiver, comes in for trick plays, number 0, I believe. Check me on that, Hubbo. There it is. No, 1. He's now wearing jersey number 1. Sudarian pulled his hamstring a couple weeks back, and he's missed some games. And I'm sure when they got to this bye week, that was great for his rehab schedule. And we might finally see him against Boston College. He has not played since Wake Forest. But anyway, let's talk about hamstrings. It's something that is kind of a... it depends on the player, doesn't it?
Yeah, it depends on the player. It depends on, you know, kind of the type of hamstring tear that you've got, you know. And you know, with all this stuff, it's a, you know, particularly these sort of soft tissue kind of, you know, tendon injuries, things like that, they can really linger and take a while to get better. You mentioned the bye week. I mean, we got the two linemen, and, you know, we have a couple of players really that have, it's been a great time in the season, I think, for the types of injuries they've got.
Mikhail Bowling.
You know, maybe hopefully see him. Yeah, hopefully see him, you know, next week or, you know, this weekend. So,
well, this is a crucial time, and it's my understanding that Ty Furnish, the right guard, who has battled with trying to maintain his weight, Ty Furnish's injury, which is undisclosed and top secret, apparently is much more serious than people thought. Hey, we want to thank you for joining us tonight and subbing in. We are super appreciative.
Thank you, Boyd. Have a great evening.
Thank you,
Boyd. Y'all too.
All right, we're headed to break. As we come out of break, we'll have Noah Greenbaum. He's going to help us talk about the offense, the defense, but mostly he's going to talk about special teams because he was a kicker. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
When it comes to UVA athletics, our sense of community is a great strength. Hi, I'm Kevin Lang, Executive Vice President at Town Bank and a proud Virginia graduate. As a local bank, we know that a strong community is a win for everyone. We're in the game to help local businesses, community partners, and individuals and families set and achieve their financial goals. Find out how Town Bank is serving others and enriching lives. Member FDIC. Equal housing limit.
This is Hugh Joyce with James River Air. There are lots of things that can go wrong with a heating and cooling system. We've seen them all. Whether you're installing a new system or servicing an old one, we have the professional technicians to get the job done right. Guaranteed, or your money back. Don't worry if things go wrong with your system. Relax, knowing we'll make it right. Let James River Air help with your heating, cooling, electrical, and plumbing needs. Call the professionals at 1-800-COMFORT.
The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
Relax and take in Richmond's premier TV package with $5 happy hour appetizers and drinks, like our steakhouse meatballs, loaded potato skins, pan-seared pot stickers, mozzarella sticks, and our signature Long Island iced teas.
And don't forget what Fridays is known for. Delicious cocktails, cold beers, and incredible daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve. Finding a reputable law firm can be a daunting task, especially in the midst of a crisis. But Jeff McDonald and Associates is here to help.
Jeff McDonald Associates is a personal injury and workers' comp law firm based in Virginia.
For over 25 years, our team has been helping injury victims get the compensation they need after a serious accident disrupts their life.
Injured? Don't wait. Just call the Yates, 804-888-8888. Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
Maxwell & Associates is a full-service accounting and business advisory firm with a large focus on business sales for Main Street and lower middle market businesses. With three offices in Richmond and a team of CPAs and enrolled agents, Maxwell & Associates offers tax prep services, bookkeeping, payroll services, along with full-service business brokerage offerings, including succession and growth planning, mergers and acquisitions, and post-business sale consulting. Call 804-200-8442 to speak to Jim.
Nobody covers the Wahoos quite like these two. You're listening to Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hobgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
All right, we're back. Jim Morrison's cranking it up. Come on, Vince, hit it. There we go. Ray Manzarek on the organ there, buddy. And he was awesome. He's no longer with us, so I can say that. All right. We are delighted right now to have one of our sponsors joining us. He also happened to have played the game. He knows a little something about putting the foot against the ball and directing it perfectly down the field or through the uprights, or...
You know, that's a good... I have a question for Noah. You know, Noah...
Noah, don't faint. We have a question for you.
You know, sometimes, you know, in the old basketball days, you could go out and dribble the basketball. You could pass it up against the wall. Most people picked up and practiced shooting. How do you become a kicker? You know, if some guys want to run with the football, a lot of guys want to throw it and catch it. How did you become a kicker?
Out of necessity, right? I was a soccer player. The high school football team needed a kicker, and I wasn't very good. At in eighth and ninth grade, I was a late bloomer, and so that was a natural fit for me.
All right, can you do me a favor? Can you speak directly into the phone? That would help our sound. Okay.
All right, is that better, guys?
Oh. It is better.
Yeah, we actually, right, now we are right. Talking to Noah Greenbaum, and we're not talking
about I think he was just trying to dodge the question.
You know, that was
a little bit, right?
He was AI. He was AI, baby. All right, Noah, let's talk about the punter first. So Virginia finds themselves in a situation this year where Daniel Sparks is being called upon at crucial times to make sure they get it out of their end of the field. And also, if a drive bogs down to pin the opponent deep, he's been terrific in three games. I did not think he had the best game against Maryland. I almost wondered if he wasn't injured. They've also got him kicking off, which I think is a terrible idea. What do you think?
No, he's certainly got the leg to kick off. I think he just needs a little bit more consistency. But, you know, if you look at the NFL, a lot of those big guys, the punters, you know, now these Australian rules kickers are kicking off. So he's got the leg, and, you know, if he can just get a little bit more consistent, I think he'll do a great job. But I think he's been fantastic, honestly. I think, you know, during the Maryland game, I think it was less on Daniel and more I think we were trying to get a little too cute and trying to roll him out and either doing a rugby or a straight punt. And, you know, he's got a booming leg. And so I just wish they would, you know, kind of let him do his thing sometimes.
Okay, we'll make note of that. All right, let's talk about the place kicker, Will Bettridge. He probably weighs about 135 pounds dripping wet. What do you make of his performance so far this year?
Again, just like Daniel, I think he's done a fantastic job. You know, he might not have the strongest leg, but I think he's got a lot of confidence in himself, and it shows out on the field. And, you know, it doesn't matter what the ball looks like going through the uprights. All that matters is that it goes through, and he's done that at a very high percentage this year.
You know, Noah, I've noticed that even – not supposed to mention it, but the Virginia Tech kicker made a 58-yard field goal the other night down in Miami.
And a 52-yarder.
Yeah, so what are they putting different air in the footballs? Why is the ball carrying so well these days?
I don't know. It's pretty amazing. I mean, you look at the NFL and, you know, 50-yard field goals are now the new 30-yard field goals. And I think it's coming down to the college game as well. But you also saw a number of kickers this week miss it. I mean, look at Ole Miss kicker missing that 48-yard field goal to tie the game.
You know what? That kick, he snap-hooked it. That I'm sure he'll have nightmares for years.
And, well, that's kind of like a free throw at the end of the game. There was pressure on that kick. Maybe he makes that in the second quarter, but to tie the game, there's a lot of pressure.
Well, but they practice just for that moment.
Oh, I know.
I mean, they know. Listen, that kicker knew for 5-10 minutes of that game. He
but
knew.
Practice is not game, you know.
I understand.
I mean, know guys who can make 50 consecutive free throws, and you can't make a 1-1 at the end of the game.
Dude, he was at home.
Yeah.
No.
It's still a pressure kick.
I'm not giving
now,
him
Noah
an inch.
Greenbaum would have made that kick. We know that.
Of course.
Noah
That's
would
right.
have made that kick left foot. All right, hey,
but
Noah.
You know, those pressure and those kicks, you know, it's not always at the end of the game. I mean, that kick that Will made towards the end of half, I think, was huge from a momentum perspective. And one of the things we've been lacking the last couple of years
a 47 yard.
When we're getting that momentum, yeah, when we get that momentum of keeping it, and I think that kick was large.
Well, I think the kicker is an important – you know, my attitude is always give a scholarship for the kicker. You know, a lot of the coaches like to preserve scholarships, have a walk-on soccer guy. I think the kicker's too important, and there are too many close games anymore. You got to have a kicker that's dependable, particularly from 40 yards in, I would think.
Well, let's pivot here. It's something that most media who cover the Cavaliers have noticed in recent years is that the coverage teams have been lousy for Virginia. But somehow this year, the cover teams have been playing a little bit better, and it's making a difference in field position. And have you noticed these improvements?
I think the coverage has been a lot better, for sure. And, you know, some of this is obviously on the punter, right, is making sure that they're getting it, you know, to the right part of the field. You know, they're executing the punt that they're supposed to be, you know, based upon the coverage unit. They're getting it off. I mean, there's a lot of different things that and factors that go into it. And so I think a combination of guys getting off their blocks and getting downfield. And look, we've got a deeper team, right, so where we can put more athletic guys out on special teams and not just our starters. And then, you know, I think Daniel Sparks, as I said before, has done a good job. And so I think all those things combined have made us a better coverage unit this year.
Well, and I'm waiting for Tyree or Harrison or someone to field one of these punts from their opponent and take it back. It's been a long time since Virginia returned a punt for a touchdown. Let's get your thoughts on the offense. I mean, you and I have both marveled at times at Anthony Calandria. He might be 5'10", right? Tell us in your words how you feel about how he's played and how much improvement you've seen, and maybe what's his ceiling?
Yeah, no, look, I mean, if you told me, you know, just a month ago that we'd be sitting 3-1 right now, I'd be ecstatic. And you know, we knew it wouldn't be a straight line up, right? And you know, obviously there were some times during the Maryland game where there were some struggles, but you know, he keeps improving just since last year. And I think if he keeps doing that, then I think his ceiling is extremely high. And I think the thing that had been holding him back, right, is just some decision making, some reads, you know, just some things that you can get better at the more you play the game. And I think you're seeing that in real time.
Noah, what do you think are the keys to the Boston College game on Saturday?
The biggest key is if Castellanos actually ends up playing or not, because, I mean, he's, you know, one of the most dynamic quarterbacks that's out there. He can run and he can throw. And, you know, obviously we've struggled a little bit in pass defense. So if he's out there, I think, you know, the big key is that we've got to keep moving the ball as an offense, because they're going to put some points up.
Well, it's funny. They somehow managed to rally and beat Western Kentucky up there in Chestnut Hill behind the backup quarterback. I don't think a backup quarterback is going to do that in Charlottesville against the veteran defense Virginia has. And I think what you're going to see is you're going to see some well-disguised blitzes from the defensive backs and safeties to make sure that and linebackers, to make sure whichever quarterback is in the game can't get comfortable, because Castellanos, when left alone, makes good decisions and throws a decent ball. But you've got to keep him in the pocket. Everybody has to rush their lanes and stay on their side of the field and not, you know, if they're going to stunt, you got to make sure somebody's covering the other gap, because Castellanos is fast.
Do we know what his injury is or was?
Well, I saw him walking around.
Yeah, on the sideline.
Pre-game, and he didn't look injured, did he?
Yeah, it looked like he could play.
Do you think he had a concussion or something?
Maybe.
I don't. To me, he did not look dinged up. But the thing that Boston College historically has always been known for are big, rugged linemen.
Right.
And the question is, can Virginia meet that sort of rugged type of team in the trenches and hold their own? I mean, beyond that, what else do you think, Noah?
No, I mean, I think we've actually done a pretty good job. You know, we've faced some running quarterbacks these first couple of weeks and done a good job of containing them and forced them to be drop back passers. But look, in today's college game, right, it's tough. I mean, you look at Georgia and Alabama this past week, and two great defenses. They're both giving up 400 yards of passing, right? So I think, you know, the bend that don't break, but don't break, you know, is going to be on display this weekend. And, you know, they're going to get some yards. They're going to move the football. But when they get into the red zone, we've just got to hold them to field goals.
I like that strategy. You got a prediction?
I do. I like the Hoos to win it, 31-28.
Hey, we'll take that right now.
All right, Hobbo, he can come
we
back.
We got Will Bettridge yeah. kicking right. a game-winning field goal for
All
you.
Right. Noah, you're coming
that's
back.
That's even better.
We'll bring you back later in the season.
You know, it's a big game, because obviously you got BC and then Louisville at home. That's another severe test.
Both games.
And then a trip to Clemson. So yeah, the next 3 weeks are brutal.
You know, Clemson seems to have found their
– they've righted the ship.
Well, they've got their swagger back, and they're going to be hard to keep out of the ACC championship game. Obviously, the big surprise is Florida State can't get out of the losing column. they lose every week now. And you look at Miami seems to be most interested in filling that gap.
Yeah, they got a little help from the ACC office on Friday night.
I don't think so. you're saying that to piss off the Hokies. Hey, Noah, what was your thought when you saw that replay?
I just couldn't believe they actually called it a catch on the field, to be quite honest.
That was my first thought. I was like, why did that referee, who was way away from the pile, come running in with his hands in the air?
You guys just have an anti-Hokie bias, that's all.
That's not what we're getting at.
I actually think they should have, since they called it a touchdown, they should have let the call stand.
Yeah,
but it never should have gotten to that.
They should not have called it. The referee that ran in, that umpire, he should have run in and gathered the referees around the ball and the back judge and the rest of them, and they should have huddled. That's what they should have done, because that ball was moving. I saw the ball three times in the air, nobody in control of it. Anybody tells me that Fenton had the ball in a good, clean grip is crazy. That ball was moving all over the place. But at the end, he might have had it at the end. I just don't know. There was...
Well, it's too bad, because you don't want the officials or the replay people to determine the outcome of the game.
Yes.
So. I know. And I think they need to institute a rule where if the review takes longer than a minute or two, you just got to keep the call on the field.
Yeah, I think the official time clock was 6.5 minutes for the ACC office to come down with the and I still wonder, Miami was ranked 7th. They dropped to 8th. So,
there's something to that.
Well, maybe not. I do think it's one of the strangest end of game plays I've seen in a long time. I mean, there were people out of bounds that were involved. There were people inbounds.
I don't see why
there were people lying on the ground who touched that ball.
You know, I'm not a football guy, but in my case, you know they're going to throw it in the end zone on that play. Why don't you put some of your own offensive receivers who are taller out there and just put them in the end zone to try to break it up?
Some teams do. No, we've got to leave it there. Thank you, my man.
All right, appreciate it, guys.
We'll thank you,
Noah.
We'll
bring you back later in the year. All right, we're going to break now. Come back on the other side with the Friday's Olympic Sports Report. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Dr. Owusu Achai with Ortho Virginia. I'm an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports-related injuries. My Richmond office focuses on minimally invasive hip labral repairs and ACL knee surgeries. As a recognized expert in sports hip injuries and the chair of hip arthroscopy for Ortho Virginia, I lead a dedicated team that delivers top-tier care in sports medicine. Our team provides excellent care to level the playing field for our patients and their communities. To learn more, go to orthovirginia.com.
Thank you to all Virginia Athletics Foundation members for your support of the Virginia Athletics. This is Ken Robinson, linebacker for your Virginia Cavaliers.
Hi, this is Fraven Family Head Football Coach Tony Elliott. I encourage you to make a gift to the Virginia Athletics Foundation to help cover the cost of scholarships and operations as we build the model program.
To make a difference in the lives of UVA student athletes, call the Virginia Athletics Foundation at 434-982-5555. Or visit VirginiaAthleticsFoundation.com.
It's your number one online source as a Virginia fan. TheSaber.com gives you the best access to Virginia football.
Throws down the middle of the field. It's caught. Keon Johnson reaches.
Men's basketball.
Cavaliers having to face the noise. Parentes fires from three and hits another dagger.
And recruiting.
You know, with UVA, I know he made a visit to Charlottesville last month.
Plus, don't forget about the informative articles and, of course, the message boards. The online source for the serious Wahoo fan, TheSaber.com.
Invictus Sales and Marketing is the fastest growing electrical sales agency in the Commonwealth of Virginia.
Led by former Wahoo Paul Collins, class of 90, and his partner Pete Houston, Invictus is your go-to for any of your electrical needs.
From residential to commercial and industrial, Invictus can help you pick out what you need and get it when you need it.
Invictus is derived from the Latin word invicta, meaning undefeated.
All of the lighting upgrades across Scott Stadium and the Pergolo lighting are represented by Invictus Sales and Marketing.
The future of Virginia football is very bright. The next time you're looking to catch a game with friends or family, check out what TGI Fridays has going on.
We are now offering 10 new value meal deals starting at $9.99. Or try our new Friday's Feast menu where you can pick either two or three of your favorites. From hand-breaded chicken tenders or shrimp, whiskey glazed chicken breast, and Friday's Big Ribs.
And don't forget what Friday's is known for. delicious cocktails, cold beer, and incredibly daily and weekly specials to end your workday like you deserve.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Call at Clinical Research Partners. We need you to participate in clinical trials to help bring tomorrow's medicines here today. Without you, there are no new medicines. So call us today at 804-477-3045 and see if we have a clinical trial for your health issue. We'll be enrolling in flu studies this fall. You could help make the difference for many other folks. With your problems, think of it. You could be somebody else's hero. Clinical Research Partners, advancing medicines to improve lives.
Looking for an SUV that delivers both power and comfort? Visit us at Crown Acura of Richmond.
Check out the RDX, designed for those who crave style and performance. And for families, the MDX offers space for seven with all the power you need. At Crown Acura of Richmond, we make your car buying experience simple and stress-free.
Stop by 8704 West Broad Street or visit us online at crownacurarichmond.com. Crown Acura of Richmond, where performance meets convenience.
Canal Capital Management is a fully integrated wealth planning firm whose singular focus is on growing and in protecting the wealth of their clients. Canal's unique approach provides an array of services, including investment management, tax and financial planning, real estate management, business consulting, and family office services.
Canal Capital Management and former UVA kicker Noah Greenbaum are proud supporters of Who's Talking. Canal was built for a single purpose, to provide clients with a simple, understandable process to grow, protect, and eventually transfer their wealth.
The only way to get closer to the Cavaliers is to make the team. This is Who's Talking with Frank Maloney and Jim Hobbo Hopgood on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, and now on 105.1 FM.
Orange Crush, baby. Wahoo's going to go up big against Boston College. I don't know if that's going to be the case, but I, as long as they have one more point than the Eagles, I'll be happy. All right, final segment tonight, and we've got the Olympic Sports Report brought to you and everyone by our good friends at Fridays, where it's happy hour every hour at the three area RVA Fridays. In here, it's always Friday.
Absolutely. Olympic news, maybe the best news of last week, is the field hockey team. Last week, they were ranked number 3. They may move up as they beat Duke and William & Mary to go to 9-0 on the season, so they're having a terrific start to their campaign. Unfortunately, women's soccer lost to North Carolina. We always hate losing to North Carolina in anything. Volleyball, they had their 8-game winning streak broken on Sunday at NC State. They did beat Wake Forest on Friday night, so they are 11-2 on the season. And unfortunately, the men's soccer team lost at home to Stanford 1-0. So,
which is pitiful.
That's not good. You don't want to lose at home ever.
Not good.
Oh, before we go to the ACC schedule, why don't you reference next week's show again, right, so everybody knows.
Next week's show, we're back at 6 o'clock like tonight. We have Billy McMullen joining us, John Freeman, the voice of the Cavaliers, and we think it'll be Dr. Jody Smith, but it could be Dr. O. We don't know yet because Dr. Rawls, Boyd Rawls, subbed in tonight for Dr. O. I think Dr. O had a couple of big surgeries.
As you said, a little pinch hitting there by Boyd Rawls. All right, taking a look at the ACC schedule for this weekend. Because there are a bunch of games anymore, we don't cover them all. We pick out what we think are the key games. Interestingly, before the season started, the key game for this weekend we thought was going to be Clemson at Florida State. That's become oh-hum at this stage. But how about the Ponies? New arrival SMU and the ACC having to go to Louisville. That's a big game on Saturday.
You know, I said way back when, before the season got going, I said SMU was going to build a football team. All they needed was a good conference. They've got that now. And they've got $160 to $170 million.
I was going to say, they got a lot of financial support.
In the NIL, and they also have good coaching staff. And you watch, they've got a fan base starved to be in the big time. This game is for Louisville is do or die. If they're going to have the big season that they had hoped for,
right,
they must win this game. SMU is playing with house money right now, coming off another big win. SMU whacked Florida State 42-16 last weekend. So my guess is this game goes down to the wire.
Yeah, big game. Louisville having lost to Notre Dame last Saturday. Interesting game. Pitt, who's having a better season than expected, at North Carolina, coming off two bad losses to Madison, James Madison, and then blowing a lead against Duke last Saturday.
You know,
to the Tar Heels rally.
What's worse, giving up 50 points in the first half against JMU at home and Keenan, or going to Durham and then blowing a 20-point lead? I'm pretty certain Mac Brown has run out of, hey, I'm sorry this happened, and please this donor and that donor, don't give up on us. But he's got to step down. He needs to retire.
Yeah, I think he's near the end of the line, I think. Real quickly, just three quick claims. Virginia Tech off that tough loss at Miami has to go to Stanford. Do you think they'll cover serve there?
Absolutely. I think the Hokies are so angry. I fear for the trees out there in Stanford.
Right. And this, we didn't think we'd be saying this at this stage, but undefeated Duke goes to Georgia Tech. They go to Atlanta to play a good Yellow Jacket team.
If Georgia Tech doesn't bring their A game, they will lose this game.
Yeah. And speaking of the West Coast, the Miami Hurricanes, who clearly escaped, maybe with a little help, have to go play the Cal Bears, and they're a pretty good football team.
Yeah, and it's so strange. You know, all the talk about Cal and Stanford joining the ACC was, well, maybe their games would be start times for the kickoffs would be at a more reasonable hour. And look what time this thing kicks off.
All right.
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. Wow.
Yeah.
All right. The big game.
Well, just the thought is here, Miami will take care of business, but it will probably be closer than expected.
Yeah. Big game of the weekend from the standpoint of who's talking. The Boston College Eagles visit Scott Stadium on Saturday at noon.
All right, here's a quick breakdown. Boston College returned 7 offensive players from last year, 5 defensive players returned, and 4 special teams players with key roles returned. Boston College was 7-6 last year. What are they, 4-1 right now?
Yes.
I would say they're doing remarkably well. And they were 3-5 in the ACC last year. I think they've only played 1 ACC game so far.
That's true, Florida State.
So my take on this game is Virginia must find a way to win by a point or two. This is a, you know, Tony Elliott can talk about all kinds of things, but this is a home field advantage game against a team that the Cavaliers led at halftime up in Chestnut Hill last year and blew that lead. This is a game he has to have. No excuses. Find a way to win by at least 1 point.
Yeah, you would think if hopefully they're going to get to 5 or 6 wins, this is going to have to be one of those wins given the remaining schedule, which is certainly challenging to say the least. But
this is, listen,
let's hope we have a good crowd. Good weather, good crowd on Saturday at noon. No reason not to be there.
Calandria is perfectly capable of leading a good offensive charge. The defense has got to use some special wrinkles to contain. I'm confident Castellanos will
play. And I think you said it earlier. You've got to limit mistakes.
You've
got to win the turnover battle.
All right, we've had a great show tonight. Thank you, Noah Greenbaum, Boyd Rawls, and Jeff McDonald. Next week, we've got Billy Mack, John Freeman, and Dr. Jody Smith, most likely.
Thanks for listening.
For listening to Who's
Talk
Talking.
To you next week at 6.
Go Hoos.
All right, let's do it. Who's Talking? Season 16 with your hosts Frank Maloney and Jim Hobgood on Sports Radio 910 The Fan and 105.1 FM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.